that's been in the news within the last week or so. And we'll be putting this on a regular basis so you can, you know, learn about what's in the news, because it really, this topical information affects all of us.
It affects all of us, and it depends on where you read or hear about the topical information. A lot of times the reporting of it might have a particular slant that doesn't give you the full view of truly what's in the news.
So I want to bring this to your attention. This is something that was in the news in December of 2011. Now, you right away are thinking, why are we talking about this today? But you'll know soon enough. This has to do with an amateur bodybuilder who did not drink or smoke. He was the co-owner of many restaurants, and he went in for a routine hernia operation in an outpatient center.
How old was this person?
49 years old.
Okay, so a very, very, from that description, one would assume that he was a very healthy individual.
Yes, and usually the surgeries in outpatient centers start around 7 in the morning, and by 11 o'clock in the morning, his family had been told his heart had stopped while he was under anesthesia. He was then transported to the local hospital where they couldn't save him.
Dr. Slavin, I have a question for you. Is there some way of determining if an individual has a predisposition to cardiac or respiratory arrest under anesthesia before the actual procedure?
Not really, actually. I mean, you if someone has a chronic obstructive lung disease or asthma or a cold, you're going to think twice before you put someone under anesthesia. I always tell patients, because the risk is there, even for minor procedures, is your life worth this procedure? Because that's what you're doing. You're staking your life on this. Now, most of the time, I mean, there are millions of outpatient procedures done every year in this country, and very few deaths associated with it, although the surprising thing is when you go online to look this stuff up, it's not there. I'm not sure how much they're
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much they're tracking this information. Now, Dr. Hector Avila, an assistant professor of anesthesiology at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, he studied extensively the safety of surgeries performed outside of hospitals. And generally, he said, you're much more likely to survive surgery in an outpatient surgery center than you are driving a car. Now, he's just saying that probably more people die in auto accidents than from surgery. But that's, you know, that's not...
not a relevant comparison, in my view.
Well, here's the difference. If you were to die in an auto accident, it's an accident. When you die in surgery, it's not an accident. We don't allow accidents to happen. Although, you know, everybody's human and accidents do happen, but you have to be prepared for any eventuality so you can minimize the death of people. Now, here's what's happened over the years. Now, you know, I've been in practice for over 30 years. 30 years ago, they didn't have outpatient facilities. If you had surgery, it was done in a hospital. They may have had outpatient facilities within the hospital. In other words, you'd go in for your surgery, one-day surgery. Although, frankly, they used to keep people in. You know, today when they do a hernia operation, you go home the same day. That didn't happen before. You were in the hospital. In fact, what they used to do is they would admit you the night before surgery.
Right.
You know, they would get all your blood work done that night, make sure you didn't eat, make sure you had a good night's rest. 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, they would wheel you into the operating room, do the procedure, then bring you back to the recovery room, and then once you're awake and out of the effects of anesthesia, bring you back to your room, and then maybe the next day you'd go home if everything was fine. And that, I think, lessened the risk associated with surgery. But now all that is done as an outpatient. You have to be at the hospital. In other words, you stayed home. You have to get to the hospital 6 or 7 in the morning. That's stressful in itself. Then you have to be prepared for the surgery. They will wheel you in, give you the anesthesia, do the procedure, put you back in recovery. When you wake up, you go home. Now, why are they doing that? The simple thing is money. This is a much less expensive way of doing it. And someone must have done a study to say that it was just as safe as doing it the old way, where you were in a hospital. But we've seen this across the board. For example, women would have a baby and be in the hospital for a couple of days, maybe a week before they went home, and now they have a baby and maybe go home the next day. And lastly, if you're 81 years old, now the question is, should you be in a hospital setting or not? And really, that all depends on how well-equipped the outpatient facility is. If they're equally equipped as a hospital, then you should be perfectly safe there. However, if you're not, and I think a lot of these places may not be up to the standards of a hospital as far as being able to treat emergencies, then you want to do the procedure in the hospital setting. It's as simple as that. And in hindsight, you know, we know that Joan Rivers is fairly healthy. She kept up a very active schedule. She's certainly no newcomer to surgery. So, you know, this was totally unexpected. But again, even healthy young people can succumb to anesthesia, but you just have to be equipped to handle that emergency.